Thank you. smooth piece of dough with a seam underneath and put it into two greased bread pans. Again, let it double in bulk. This time it will take about a half an hour because you have that original amount divided into two parts, so it will take about a half hour. Bake an hour at 350 degrees. The friend who sent it to me, my very dear friend in the East, said, "Remove it once from the pans, and if you don't like it, let me know." That was the way she finished typing it, and I have her original copy in front of me. Now, I will go through it again very carefully. Blue Hills Bread makes two medium loaves. Put into a 4-quart bowl 2 cups of small-size shredded wheat biscuits, 1/4 cup of sugar, 3 teaspoons of salt or less, 1/4 cup of vegetable shortening. In a small pan, put 1 cup of milk and 1 1/4 cups of water and bring it to the boiling point. Then, when it has reached the boiling point, pour it over the first combination of the shredded wheat biscuits, etc. Dissolve 1 package of yeast in 1/4 cup of water and follow the directions on the package. When your first mixture of the shredded wheat biscuits and that scalded milk and water, when that mixture is lukewarm, stir in the softened yeast. Now sift together 2 cups of whole wheat flour and 2 1/2 cups of white flour. Add 1 cup at a time, mixing well with each addition. Turn onto a floured board and let it rest for 10 minutes. Then, at the end of the 10 minutes, knead about 10 minutes until you have a nice, smooth, elastic dough. Put that dough into a greased bowl and turn it over so the top of the dough is greased. Let it stand in a warm place covered with a cloth until doubled in bulk. Then punch it down, pull the edges to the center, turn it completely, and let it double in bulk again. This will take about another hour. Then punch down, knead 2 minutes, divide it now into 2 parts, and then knead it carefully in such a way that you have the seam on the bottom and put it into your greased bread pan. You need 2 greased bread pans. Let it double in bulk again in a warm place, and this time it will take around 30 minutes. Put it into a 350 degree oven and bake for around 1 hour, and remove at once from the pan so that it does not sweat and get soggy. And since we like a soft crust at this house, I always rub the crust with butter. Blue Hills Bread, perfectly delicious.
I would like to tell you right now that, oh, there are some wonderful things coming up for you in the October issue of the Kitchen Clatter magazine. I think exceptionally fine entertainment helps. I think all of you are looking for games that you can have at some of your club meetings, your get-togethers, and the youngsters are starting to have school parties and things like that or just a gang of kids come in, you know, after a football game or something, when you could have some of the entertainment features that you will find there. There's also a wonderful idea for a father-son banquet on the sports theme. And this is very good also this time of year, because I think fall is a good time for fathers and sons to have a banquet together.
That's a wonderfully detailed banquet.
Yes, it is. Everything is there, the speeches, toasts, everything. Well, those are just some of the things that are coming up in the October issue of the Kitchen Clatter magazine. Some exceptionally fine main dish meals. The recipe pages, I think, are very good this time, too. Well, the price of the Kitchen Clatter magazine is $1.50 for a year's subscription, and it comes to you once a month.
Until tomorrow, we must say goodbye.
Goodbye.